For this, look what Peter's saying. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Have you saw Jesus do anything? Have you heard about Jesus? He said, let it fall in your heart, children. Somebody looking at me here. And so when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish him because of the people, for all men glorified God for what was done. For the man was above 40 years old, and he's standing there, and they can't deny. Let me tell you something. Keep on pressing. Because God getting ready to do something that the devil can't deny. God told me, he said, I'm getting ready to move where the devil can't deny what I'm doing. And I'm going to use my people. Those that know their names are in heaven. Those that know who they are in the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I'm going to use them. Amen. Amen. Nobody know what you're saying when you're talking to God. Okay. For the man was above 40. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And I'm going to tell you, I found out the church was, they did church different than us. They did church different than we do. They was in church 3 hours before when Ananias, you know, was dropped dead from line. 3 hours later, Sapphira came in there. They were still having church. And we can't hardly stay an hour. But you see the church, watch out though. Hallelujah. We can ready to have church in here. I said, this church is, God told me that the people who will keep on seeking him and keep on loving him, he gonna show them how to have church. He's gonna show them how to have church. So if y'all, oh Lord, Ernest say I can't talk when I get happy. But then he's gonna show them how to have church. Because they ain't gonna be going think about the chicken they got on the stove. They're going to come in here, praise the Lord, and want to serve God. And I'm going to tell you something about the presence of the Lord. When the presence of the Lord reach a church, praise the Lord, they don't know when to get out. They didn't know when to get out. Read your Bible. They stayed in there. Ananias come in there and lied because, you know, that somebody got really stirred up after the Holy Ghost fell upon it because something happens to you. I told Al, I said, now that's what I want. Something happened to them. Great grace came upon these people. And here's another verse. He's going to let me preach both of them. Ain't you something else? He said, great grace came upon these people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The 4th chapter and I'm going to get it. 33. I was going to remember that by memory. He said, with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection. Now, I don't want to go into that because that's a long thing. Hallelujah. But I believe it. I believe it. God is going to raise up people who will believe, praise the Lord, in what they have that is from God. And they're going to, listen, when you go out and pray for somebody, let me say it this way. Okay, I ain't going to call nobody's name. Here we out in the world. We out. And here's a lady sitting there who's crippled up. You know, maybe she got arthritis. Let's get something small. I'm going to get nothing hard this day. Just something little. She kind of crippled up with arthritis. And the Lord said, go over and speak to her. You go over and you say to whatever, however you get to introduce yourself. Praise the Lord, honey. So, and Jesus said, and on my side, you know, Jesus loves you. He's so real. He loves you. But she's sitting there with arthritis. I say, she's sitting there with arthritis. Hallelujah. But the apostles, y'all stay with me now. The apostles gave witness to the resurrection because if he's alive, if he rose from the dead, he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And nothing can stand before him. Hallelujah. So you look and you say, he's coming there. I told the devil I was seeing somebody after they was, Lord, I always let me see something, Lonnie, that people, just, they got to be the worst thing. They be, you know, dragging. Why you let me see this? But he always, I ain't go to the store. I'm going to meet somebody that's bad off. I'm just, ooh, hallelujah. But he said, hallelujah, if I'm alive, if I'm still, if I rose from the dead, let me see y'all that be there. If I get up the third day, and if you believe I'm alive, do you believe that Jesus can heal you and pray? That is the witness of the resurrection. I say that is the witness of the resurrection. I don't care what nobody say. That's what the Bible say. I believe he's the same God. Yesterday and forever. So who killed him? Thank you, Holy Spirit, you are something else. Who killed him? 27th verse of the 4th chapter. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus. They prayed. They prayed and they said, oh, Lord, you hear what these men are saying. Listen what they say. You heard what they said. What they're going to do and all this kind of. Rise up, Lord. Stretch your hand forth, they said, and that signs and wonders may be done by your holy child Jesus. Don't care what they say, Lord. How to let your work be done. For us of truth against thy holy child Jesus. When thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate. Listen to this. When thou hast anointed both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, they were gathered together for to do whatever thy hand let them do otherwise. I'm perfect. What your counsel intended for them to do, they done it. So the Gentiles, Herod, Pontius Pilate, and all them folks was the cause. And we Gentiles, by the way, y'all. They are the cause of the death of Christ. Everybody, hallelujah. For the Bible say all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:23. I want y'all to put them scriptures down. Y'all should have some of that. 6:23, I'm sorry. Then the Bible says in Isaiah, surely he has borne our, what, read it. Isaiah 53:4. Somebody read that for me because I just put notations down. He said, so you're guilty today, love it. We all be with it. Well, you know, the Jews killed him. Yeah, somewhat, but we did too. We just as guilty. Because when he died for all. He died for your sins and your, y'all didn't know that, did you? He died for your sins. Could you pay it? Could you get on the cross and let them naked and let them jeer you and tear your beard off your face and slap you around and spit in your face? Could you take it? Could you take it without saying it? Because when people are evil, they do some of everything. Sister can tell you that evil people can find some evil stuff to do. And it don't get too gory, too, good Lord, they do everything. You couldn't took it. I couldn't have took it. So he paid a debt we couldn't pay. Oh, hell, I needed someone to wash my sins away. I needed someone to take my place. And he did it. Yes, he deserved to be honored. He deserved to be loved. He deserved your praise. He deserved your singing, your song. He deserved it. He deserved everything. He's a good God. Yes, he is. Praise the Lord. And so, praise the Lord. All of them killed him. We did. And I said, Lord, I know many times you all did, this came to you. I know that you've cried about it. I have. You know, I didn't watch The Passion but one time. I just couldn't watch it no more. I watched it one time. That's it. So when the Easter, I got The Passion film, I just couldn't watch it. I could not watch them putting that nail in his hand. I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. Thank you, Jesus. And it say he has borne our grief. He borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Oh, thank you, brother, putting that up there. We esteemed him stricken. Oh, we thought about it. Smitten of God and afflicted. But he was what? Read it as if the next verse. But he was wounded. What a transgression. What is our iniquity? When we preached on that one time, the chastisement of our peace was upon him. Listen now. And with his stripes, what happened to him on the cross, he did for us. I read my Bible in the New Testament, Brother John, and I read it and I say, the Bible say he would go up on the mountain, he come down, and the people just be just like flies. And he said he looked. And the compassion that he had, he would feel it. No matter how tired he was, he would feel that compassion. Do you know that works by compassion? Now, this woman you talked to with her hands, that's compassion. We was out here on this parking lot. I don't know why God didn't send that woman back. We was out here, and Gene could give witness. We was out on the parking lot. And this lady came up. She had had a stroke, and she was really messed up, and her mouth was turned all messed up. And I'm telling you now, this was not me. Children, this was not me. But something came over me, the Holy Ghost. And I grabbed this woman. She was out there. She's buying some rugs. And I grabbed and I say, the love of God, compassion of God. And I told her something else. Be healed. So she walked around. And all of a sudden, her mouth went where it was turned. It went. And Jean said, oh, my God. Her mouth. Right out there last year or the year before last. Because, let me tell you now, get with me, it's God's compassion. It's his love. You got to love people. I don't care who they are, Muslims or whoever. You got to, and that don't come just, I love, that comes from God. It's a revelation from God that he put in your heart to love. So I said, well, let's walk a little bit. She was walking better when she left. She could walk. She was walking better. And then, I don't know why I didn't call all the church, because we was all out there on the ground. I think you was here too. I don't know why. And I said, Lord, she said, oh, so they laughed at me at church. Now they won't laugh at me. But she never came back. But I've had that happen many times. Yeah. Amen. They don't come back. So, but I want to tell you that God is looking. But listen, it takes compassion. I remember what the Lord reminded me. Al was in there. He come to church. He had a real bad headache. Well, I guess he was having migraines, and he was having a bad headache. And we love Al, so we go, oh, Al, praise Lord. We pray for you. And say, but Gwen just walked through the room, and that compassion came upon her. You know, she just, Gwen, now this was years ago. Gwen, that was not you. That was God. And she said, I love you, Al. And that headache said, boop. That is showing us. Are you listening? Are you listening? God, give me compassion for souls. Lord, give me compassion for people. Lord, let me love my brother. Let me love my sister. Don't let nothing be in my heart against anybody. Let me love. Because through love, it'll work. Jesus was in Jerusalem. And I've read this so many times, children of God. But I saw him this morning, and he wept. He said, oh, Jerusalem, I love you so much. I would have just took you under my wings if you just would have came. He loved us so much, and he loves us so much. He does. When he see us suffering and this and that, hold on, he's going to come. God has got people that's listening to him. Don't look at yourself and see what everybody like this. Oh, no. God got people that he can talk to. Yes, he has. He has. And I just want to thank the Lord for that. Praise the Lord. Because let me tell you something. Let me tell you this. It takes a revelation of the word for you to be transformed. It takes a revelation for a transformation. Can you remember that? To be transformed into what God wants you to do, it takes a revelation. You can talk it all you want to. I can read the Bible. I read the Bible all the time. But there's something about a revelation when God put it in your heart. Amen. Have you ever been sitting there reading something and say, oh, my goodness, look at that. You done read over that thing 10, 20 times. But all of a sudden you say, oh, my. Maybe you don't say my. Maybe you say something else. I don't know. But you say, oh. And all of a sudden it hits your heart. This is, and it makes you happy. It makes you glad. Hello, but get ready, because God getting ready to do some things. This is our season. I don't care what the devil say. He might as well go head out, because I just, praise the Lord. I came and I got the Lord. And I don't, well, let me say this. Everybody don't believe everything. But when I got this morning, what God did, I took it as a sign. Amen. I took it as a sign. And I say, Lord, thank you. So the Lord told me to tell you. And he stands at the door and knocks. And this ain't knocking on sinners' doors. This is Christian doors. See, people look at it, oh, he's standing at the door. No, he's knocking at your door. I say, he's knocking at our door today. And then he told me to say, I'm going to come quickly. That's in Revelation 22:7. I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me. I say, I'm coming quickly. and my reward is with me. I'm coming for those who are going to trust me and believe me and going to be willing to do what I say. I don't care what it is. Don't get up and say, well, you know, they did that. Did they number the devil? When you know something is right and you read it down there, you say, well, you know, I don't think God's saying. He's saying something. No, he's saying what he's saying. You know, if he say don't do, don't, then don't do. And then I'm telling you, most of us get in trouble because of our choices. You have a choice. You know those people that were serving the Lord? You got a choice. And God is so good. So wonderful. His word is so true. Stay with me. When this rich man walked up to Jesus, and he said, Lord, what can I do to be saved? He said, keep the law, keep the commandments. I kept all those from my youth. He said, but one thing you lack, sell what you have and give to the poor. The Bible said, the man turned around and walked away. And Jesus walked after him. All right now. He walked away because he got a choice. You got a choice. When you sit in this church and hear somebody call, the altar call, and say, come to Jesus, you got a choice. It's up to you to make the choice. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to hear it. You'll hear it one day if you sit there and the Lord pulling on your heart. I don't care if you're 5 years old. That's what I tell people. Let them come, honey. Let them come. Because if they hear it, let them come. Let them come. I was baptized when I was 7. Just let them come. They mad. They mad. But then I got baptized again. But hey. It kept me. I said, it kept me. I said, it kept me. Listen, you stand before God for yourself. Say myself. For myself. It doesn't matter what people think or what, whatever. But today you know whether you're right with God. You know in your heart because the Bible say, hallelujah, something about it, the Spirit bears witness with your spirit that you are a child of God. And if your spirit is not bearing witness that you saved and a child of God, let's come up and pray. Why you come up? Because he did it all openly. Everybody saw him. Everybody saw his nakedness. They saw he looked terrible. They say he wasn't fit for a man to look upon. They beat that man so. It did so many things and we have no idea. That last, what was that man that did that picture? Mel Gibson, he got just about right. He got it just about right. Because they beat him to a pulp. He was not recognizable. But he rose again. He rose again. I say he rose again. He's alive. The same Jesus is alive, and he wants his works to go on. He left it to us like he passed the baton. He left it for us to do it now. Amen. Don't you think that you ain't, no. No. You're the one he's chosen. Like Dad said a lot of times, a lot of people are called, but few are chosen. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet tonight. Lord, I've delivered my soul. I didn't want to rush through it. I just did the best I could. Felt you speaking, I speak. When you quit speaking, I have to quit speaking. I can't just speak just to speak because I got a mouth. If you're here today and the Spirit of God has not revealed to you that your name is written in heaven, come. It don't matter, honey. It don't matter. I'm going to give you this opportunity because I don't really know one. You know, only the Holy Ghost knows. If you're here today and you say, oh, I'm getting a revelation of that. I believe that. Come. Come today, children. Anybody here, don't worry about who's standing beside you, honey. When you stand before God, you got to stand for yourself. Don't let the devil say you're going to be shamed. You're going to be shamed of this when you stand before God. You'll be shamed. you'd be really ashamed. Amen. I pray that everyone who has made a commitment, that commitment is true. Amen. Doing the best you can. Loving God the best you can. Amen. Praise God. Young people, and they're going to know who I'm talking about. I won't try to tell you anything that I think that would hurt you or is something that's too far-fetched. But if I ever take you away and tell you something, do it. Because I've asked God what to say to you. And it may not be to your liking. I'm talking about you saved folks that won't come because you say you saved. You say you saved. Yeah, well, you stand in there, you say it. But when truth is told you, obey it. Obey the truth. I say obey the truth. Sometimes people tell you that, you know, it's still the truth. They may not tell you the way you want to hear it, but it's the truth. So obey the truth. It's not going to hurt you to obey the truth. Amen? I don't care how old you are. You don't get too old to obey the truth. Amen. So, Father, I thank you for this service today. As we go into the other part of the service, God, I'm just so grateful to you, Lord. I thank you for everyone who came today because I know these are the ones who you want their ears to hear. I pray for the church. I pray. Hallelujah. And I know this morning you told me that you're going to do what you say. I've always tried to believe, but Lord, I got, hallelujah, a little bit of thing that I know that you're going to do it. And I just want to thank you for it, God. So as we go into the other part of the service, we pray that you would bless. We pray that you would help us to understand that you did this for us. Hallelujah. And that by your stripes, we are healed. We are healed. Give us, the Lord, the faith to believe. In Jesus' name. Come, let us take the sacrament together, children of God. Amen. This is the first Sunday. Praise the Lord.